AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Scott Peterson, the former Florida school resource officer accused of doing nothing to stop the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooter last year, was in court this morning where a Broward County judge ruled he has to stay in jail until he surrenders his passport, which is at his home in North Carolina.
The former Broward County deputy sheriff who stood outside Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School while 17 people were shot to death and 17 others were wounded in February 2018 is facing criminal charges related to his inaction. 56-year-old Scott Peterson was arrested Tuesday, according to a statement from Broward State Attorney Mike Satz. Peterson faces charges that include child neglect, culpable negligence, and perjury. I'm Mike Rossia.
2 days of commemorations marking the 75th anniversary of D-Day are underway overseas, beginning in England this morning.
On the southern coast from where thousands of Allied troops launched the invasion, an unusually personal tribute from Queen Elizabeth.
On behalf of the entire country, indeed the whole free world, that I say to you all, thank you.
She was among those at a D-Day commemoration, including President Trump, who read from a prayer Franklin Roosevelt delivered during the invasion, telling the country of a mighty endeavor.
A struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization.
Some 300 World War II veterans were at the seaside ceremony. I'm Sagar Meghani.
Wisconsin is about to send 4 anti-abortion bills to the governor, who's promising to veto all of them. One, expected to get final approval in the state Senate today, would require doctors to give medical care to babies born alive or face criminal charges. Police in Louisiana say somebody called them to complain the local Taco Bell had run out of both hard and soft taco shells. This is AP Radio News. A retired North Carolina resident has won a fortune in Powerball.
66-year-old Charles Jackson Jr. says he didn't even know how much he had won when he saw that he had all the numbers to last weekend's $344-plus million Powerball jackpot. He tells reporters his wife told him to go online.
She said, well, Google it. So I went in there and punched up the instant lot on Google. I said, you ain't gonna believe this, I got it all.
Jackson says out of his $223 million lump sum, his brother gets $1 million because of a deal they had. There will be donations to several charities, including the Wounded Warrior Project. He adds that he hopes the big win won't change him.
I'm still gonna wear my jeans, maybe newer ones.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Taxpayers paid for erectile dysfunction drugs for sex offenders in New York, according to a just-released audit. $63,000 worth of dysfunction drugs and other sexual treatments through the Medicaid program. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.